I think during training camp, you guys talked about, even though a lot of players were returning, the defense was still a work in progress. And I think that's still the case 6 weeks into the season.
I think we definitely have our identity mapped out for us. You know, we definitely there's always room for improvement, but you know, we're still learning, still working. You know, definitely moving in the right direction as far as, you know, the time of the season works. You know, this is the time where you want to have that identity and be able to press forward. And you know, I think defensively we have that mindset. We just we have a few things we have to pick up on, and I think that'll make us a lot better.
What's the Cordy mentioned yesterday about third down defense and how it's not sustainable to be doing, not getting off the field on third down. I assume that's one of the things you're
absolutely
talking about.
Absolutely. And again, you know, one thing that we want to, one of the biggest things we want to do on defense is to try to get up the field on third down and to be able to give, you know, the offense time, give those guys the ball. And you know, we do really good on first and second downs, and the third down's been a little bit trouble for us, but we've worked on it really hard this week. We'll have another shot at today, so you know, hopefully we'll be able to get that corrected, you know, moving forward during the season.
Part of that, creating turnovers, Bill was talking about, look, if you're going to have success defensively, you got to start creating more turnovers, and it feels like you haven't done enough of that this year.
That'll definitely help. But again, you know, turnovers is one thing, but I mean, third down is third down. I mean, that's something that's going to come up unless you're, you know, forcing turnovers first and second down, which if it was that easy, I think everybody would do it. But, you know, ultimately it's just going to have to come down to us winning on third down as well. We're going to have to win on third down. We're going to have to win in the red area. And those are, you know, key components to winning the game. Those are things we have to tighten up on.
Is there a drop-off for when they go from Le'Veon Bell to D'Angelo Williams?
Not at all. You know, I think D'Angelo Williams is a great back, one of the best backs in the league. He's been foreshadowed a lot in his career. But he does a lot of great things with the ball in his hand, and he does a lot of great things for Pittsburgh. You know, with Le'Veon Bell, it's just a different way of how they can get him the ball. But with D'Angelo with the ball in his hand, he's just as dangerous.
What did it mean for you to be the first Patriots linebacker since like Mike Vrabel in almost a decade to win the AFC Player of the Week this past week?
It means a lot. You know, I definitely appreciate the recognition. But I think we all know that you know, one guy doesn't make a team, and especially on defense. So. Definitely had a lot of help with those other 10, 11 guys that helped me. I was just the only one who was able to get singled out, but I appreciate it.
And also, this team has a history in this organization of having that middle linebacker, Bruschi and, you know, Vrabel and Gerard Mayo. Do you kind of feel yourself, you're kind of like in the line of those guys as well?
That's saying a lot right there. But, you know, I definitely lean on a lot of those guys. You know, I still talk to Mayo, you know, day in and day out. Talk to Teddy when I can, and talk to Willie Mack throughout the year. So, still try to gain a lot of knowledge from those guys, and you know, they see a lot of stuff. But it says a lot, you know, for me to kind of be putting that in that, and I appreciate it.
You still talk to Mayo every day?
Not every day. I mean, the guy got a job, but yeah. You know, whenever we do talk, you know, we try to talk, you know, every other week or whatever, just to, you know, say hey, what's up, check on the family and stuff. But
does he see things during the game, angles or anything that
he shoots me a couple of texts every now and then about certain plays and stuff. But I mean, it's all in fun, and he's still a great teacher.
A lot has been made, it seems, of the lack of pressure that you guys have been getting the last couple weeks. It hasn't been an issue for you, but the whole team. Is that kind of a scheme-based thing going against some of the more athletic quarterbacks for the last couple weeks?
Possibly. I don't want to, you know, dive all into that. And I mean, that's something that we have to do. Players on the field, just being able to play with the hand that we're dealt. So, you know, regardless of what the situation is, whether we're rushing three or six, seven or four, I mean, we got to get pressure and get off the field. So, you know, let Matty P and Bill take care of the X's and O's, and we'll take care of what's in between the lines.
How do you approach your role as a leader and a captain? What does that mean to you? What do you have to do to sort of fulfill that role?
You know, lucky enough, I don't think I have to do, you know, too much as far as that goes. I just kind of just go lead by example, I guess, and just handle my business. And lucky enough, guys respect me enough to see that and work off of it.
Dante, we'll get a couple more. What makes Le'Veon Bell so unique? You know, is he maybe one of the most versatile backs you guys will see this year?
Absolutely. And you can just turn on the film and see where he's at. And the guy plays running back, plays receiver. They line him up everywhere. They motion him. You know, he's not just he's not a one-trick pony. He has an extended route tree. So they do a good job of being able to give him the ball, whether it's screens, out of the backfield, or passes. So. We'd have to do a good job of just knowing where he's at all times.
Dante, along those lines, versatility of their offense, they've got speed at a lot of different spots. They hit with a deep ball. They also throw a lot of gadget plays. Do they stress you in terms of preparation as much as any offense?
I wouldn't say as much as any. I mean, every offense has their holes or whatever, but now they do a good job of stretching the field horizontally and vertically. You know, they got Le'Veon, D'Angelo Williams, you know, all those quick guys on the catch and runs, but then they have Sammy Coates, Antonio Brown, all those guys stretching the field. So we just got to, you know, just kind of know what's going on, look at the film, and get in the playbook.
You're on the sideline, and you're making adjustments during the game. Do you prefer the tablet or the old school pictures, if you even look at either?
Half the time it's Matty P just telling me what to do or drawing something up. So half the time I'm not really grabbing the tablet, but you know, I guess paper is usually a lot easier. Not worrying about things going down. So yeah, I've been told that.
Dante, last question. You and Jamie haven't been able to be on the field every game thus far this year, but when you are on the field together, how much easier or how helpful is he to you? How are you guys able to play off each other to be effective out there?
It's a lot more fluent, you know, having Jamie out there. A lot of times, you know, we coordinate things a lot together. You know, I usually take care of the front, he take care of the secondary, or, you know, we have our own way of doing things. And sometimes Jamie's just like, you know, you just go ahead and you just make the calls and I'll just play off of you. So, you know, it helps having him out there. And, I mean, he does everything, so he makes it a lot easier for me. So, you know, anytime I can have him out there with me, I'm 100% having them out there.
Is it frustrating that circumstances kind of outside you guys' control keeps you from not always being able to be on the field together?
Maybe, but I mean that's part of it, scheme wise and everything else. So, but you know, with us having out there, we're able to do a lot of different things, a lot of versatility. So, you know, hopefully we both can stay out there.
Thanks.
I guess. Thanks.